And we're back here on Out of the Woods. We have Keggy Parrish and Laura Wortman, the Honey Dewdrops, in the studio with us this week. And they're playing in our area, and they're going to be back in June as well. We'll talk about that. But we want to make them welcome. Thanks, Scott, for coming on the show, guys.
Thanks for having us, John.
We've been
good to be here.
Been working on getting this one together for a long time.
Gosh, like over 4 years or something?
Something like that.
You've been with us from the beginning.
Pretty close to it, I think, yeah.
Yeah. Since 2009, I guess, was when we first corresponded, I guess.
Yeah. Came up to Nashua, right? Is that when we first met?
That's right, yeah, down at the Studio 99, which isn't there anymore. They finished up this past year, unfortunately, but yeah, and then we tried getting you out to Keene, and that venue closed up on us, too. Remember that one? And it's just been, New Hampshire has not been kind to you guys so far.
It's getting better. It's getting better.
That's right. 2 gigs so far.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Excellent.
We'll keep trying. Not easily deterred.
All right. I'll probably get you guys coming a little closer when you're talking, and so I don't have to play with these as much. But if you guys got one you want to play for us right away, we'll play with the levels again and let the folks at home hear what you guys got for them.
Sounds good. We're going to do a song that we wrote called Amaranth. It's about a plant that we grew in our garden several years ago. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Honey Dewdrops here on Out of the Woods, live here in the studio with us. And are we raising a ruckus?
That's all right.
Are they peeking in at us?
We're
or
not
are
they?
Well, we want to generate the interest, right?
That's right.
That's right. We got people peeking in at us here.
To stick around for the show.
That's right. Yeah, that one's from your sophomore album called These Old Roots. Mm-hmm. And I believe it leads off the CD.
It is, yeah. That's the first song on there. And it's about a plant called amaranth, a particular variety called Love Lies Bleeding, which is a really cool plant. It makes a really vibrant red flower that if you cut it and dry it, it maintains its really like beautiful, bright red color for a very long time, for like years and years. It's kind of like the opposite of the rose. And we thought that was kind of a cool thing to write a song about, so... That's that one. Love Lies Bleeding.
And that one did really good on the charts for you, too, at the time, if I recall. I think that wasn't that number one on the Folk DJ Airplay chart there? Yeah.
We were really psyched about that.
Yeah, thanks for playing that.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, that's a great song. You can't beat that. Anyway, you guys have a newer CD, too. And by the way, Devin Ledger says hello.
Cool. And saw your sticker on your case earlier.
From Hearth Music out there in the Pacific Northwest, and he was asking if you guys are close to having another one ready yet.
Oh, I was going to say that. Working towards it.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah, I feel like the other one just came out, but...
That's what we say, too.
It's only been a year.
Yeah.
But bands these days are whipping them out quickly.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll have one out there sooner or later, but not yet. Wait a little longer.
Take your time, make it quality, right?
That's right. Yeah,
it's the important thing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right, you got another one for us?
Yeah, I think we're gonna do the title track off of our newest CD. It's called Silver Lining, and it's a love song.
Yeah. shining. You're just like in the suit lining. Cloud really don't look good. I'm always fine. You're always winding the sky over my silver lining.
All right. Honey Dewdrops in the title track from that not brand new CD anymore. We were just talking about that. But Silver Lining. And we're talking about Devin and Deja Leisure out there. I like how they packaged that one when they sent it. It had a little piece of silver fabric, a little silver lame.
Yeah.
Did you get to see that?
Yeah, they sent us one.
Yeah.
Just to show us what it ended up looking like. And yeah, it's pretty cool. It must be fun to get those in the mail.
It really is. They give everything a little extra touch.
Yeah.
Which is nice, you know.
Yeah, it's great working with that guy.
It's a little incentive.
Too. The both of them are just wonderful.
Extremely nice talented and good ears for music. They obviously promote a lot of good stuff.
I wish I had the energy they do. I used to write reviews back in the old days, and it just got to be such a work. But he just churns them out and does such a great job out there and promotes all the artists.
Yeah,
and,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, it sure does.
So what else you got going on in our area? You have Club Passim.
Yeah.
Which is this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, we're doing that tomorrow night. And then we're going to be at the Strawberry Park Bluegrass Festival in Connecticut. I guess near...
It's in Preston, I believe.
Yes, Preston.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that last year, and it was really rainy, so I'm hoping for good weather this time around.
Well, we just had a lot of that rain, so hopefully we're done with that for a while.
Yeah, that'd be nice. And...
Playing in Henniker.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's June 18th. Tuesday night.
That's right. That's in our area.
For the outdoor concert, summer concert series there.
Yeah, and in the park there, and you're kicking off the season there.
Cool.
Which is very cool. So,
yeah.
I'll be there definitely for that one too. I go on vacation again the week following. Okay. So, I'll be all relaxed and ready for some more great music.
Cool.
Perfect.
Cool. Yeah, should be fun.
Yeah, I know you and Greg worked hard to work that one out and finally got it together.
Well, Greg's the man. He made it all happen, and so did you. So thanks for helping us along with that as well.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Appreciate it. We've never been to Henniker, so...
Henniker's a neat little town.
That will have been.
Yeah, that's where I used to do the radio show, but not anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a nice little town on the river, mm-hmm. a little college town, so I think you'll enjoy it. All right, you got another one for us?
Yeah, let's do... We'll do another one off of our new CD, or newest CD, a song called Happiness. Yeah. First, we'll tune.
All right, you're listening to Out of the Woods.
Shape I'm in. All I know is what I don't want to do again. What I don't know, I fell above. It goes on and on down roads I never took. What is good and fine? All them things I can never hold on to. Happiness, pain, happiness. It's a compromise, more or less. More at peace, being reckless. Happiness got nothing to do with happiness. What am I? Passing kind, changing the weather, change my mind, holding on, it's hard I know, it's so much harder, letting go, what is good and fine and true, all them things I can never hold to, happiness.
Once again, yes, awesome stuff there. Happiness, and
thank you.
That's another one from the Silver Lining CD, I do believe, if I'm correct. And just wonderful song. I'll play that how many times now? A few. You guys are just one of those groups, I can play anything. I don't even have to think about what I play when I pick one of your songs for the show, because I like all of them.
Thanks, John.
I can't say that about everybody.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
I appreciate what you do, for sure.
And I swear, everybody that I've spoken to who I've turned on to your stuff feels pretty much the same way.
Oh. Well, we are honored. Thank you so much for continuing to play our music and for doing the radio show. We're really happy that we could finally do this.
I know. I'm so glad this finally worked out. We've been talking about it for way too long.
Way too long.
So, yeah. We kind of wanted to try out a new song for you, if that's okay.
I'd love that. That'd be great.
One that we've been working on this spring. And Laura's going to play some harmonica on it. It's called The Fair Share Blues.
All right.
My father's father was a working man. Days and you get the blues. that's all you can do.
Honeydew Drops here and Out of the Woods. Brand new stuff. Yeah, Devin Leisure, eat your heart out. We'll have to tell Devin to tune into the show so he can hear. He wanted the new CD. So, but anyway, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.